Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. You know, making new friends is always a challenge for our kids as they head back to school, especially if your child is going to a new campus. You know, when they move from elementary school to middle school, everything seems to change. Old circle of friends disperse as new peer groups are formed. How can we as parents help our teens pick and keep good friends? Well, that's our talking point today here on Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And you know, we've been chatting over the last week or so about getting our kids ready to head back to school, and some of these conversations we want to have with them before opening day. And of course, if you've missed them, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. But Bruce, making sure our kids have good friends is an important thing.
It sure is, Cap, you know, because when our children become teens, their friends begin to have more influence on their attitudes and actions. And we don't need to panic as parents about that, because although our influence seems to be evaporating, we're still the most powerful force in their life. We just need to learn how to leverage it a little differently.
Exactly. You can't command a junior high child the same way you can a first or second grader.
That's right. Junior hires are probably going to respond a little bit differently.
And they act a whole lot differently as well. Would
That's
you agree?
That's true. Yes, sir. Well, that. And, you know, they're getting to the point now where they want to control what they wear and where they go and what they want to do. And they come home and they hide away in their rooms to chat online or text or talk on the phone for hours. And all of these fun challenges come with our children becoming teens.
You know, Bruce, I thought maybe we should just freeze dry them when they're young.
You know, I've thought that too. But there is an upside, because now we're starting to see our children as blooming adults. And mm-hmm. the years of groundwork that we've invested are going to pay off either positively or negatively. And, you know, we need to keep the lines of communication open that we've established during their younger years. And this is a time when they're going to be tested. Our kids are. When they go back to school, their beliefs are going to be challenged, their behavior, as they see kids in their schools who are prospering and being popular, who don't hold to the same values and behaviors. And we as parents need to be preparing ourselves and our teens for this time with some good old-fashioned conversations.
Well, Bruce, like what? What should we talk about?
Well, I think you need to let them know that you're aware of the peer pressure that they're going to face now, and share a story of how you wrestled with things as you were coming into junior and senior high, and talk about the importance of good friends, that they have shared beliefs and common values. You know, the Apostle Paul taught us that one bad apple does spoil the whole bunch, even though Michael Jackson takes issue. And, you know, you want to talk about what makes a good friend and what they look like, and to continue to reinforce your family's core values and beliefs.
Well, Bruce, what else can we do?
Well, I think we need to get to know our kids' friends, you know, and you look for ways to invite them over, maybe for pizza and a movie, and observe their personalities and find out who they are, interact with them, ask them some questions about their family. And remember, this is not an interrogation, it's a conversation. You know, interrogations are probably going to backfire. And we want to be careful not to reach any snap judgments. You know, appearances of kids are often experimental as they seek to find out who they are. And we want to be looking at their attitudes and their heart, just like God does. Mm-hmm. And we want to be careful, very careful, not to criticize these friends in front of our children, you know, because they're probably going to respond negatively. But if we have some hesitations, keep the lines of communication open and go back and revisit them. But resist the urge to be overly protective here.
Parenting teens is a new educational experience for us as parents, too. Would you agree?
Yeah, you're very right. You know, we're struggling to learn how to let them have a little bit more room to grow, and it's just as much turmoil for us. And I like to use the analogy of a kite. You know, you can't fly a kite high unless you let enough string out. So if we want our child to grow up to be an adult who's making good decisions, we need to let them make some now. And this is the time where they're going to make some positive ones and negative ones, and we're there to help. It's our job as adults to help them make good and wise decisions.
Well, Bruce, let's get back to friends. What else can we do as parents?
Yeah, I guess I got us a little off track there. But, well, ultimately, I think it's going to be nice if we can meet the parents of our children's friends. And you may want to give them a call, introduce yourself, and especially if there's going to be a sleepover or some sort of party or activity at one of their homes. And realize, again, this might even be an encouragement to the parents that you're calling and introducing yourself to, because you're saying, hey, I'm a parent who's interested and concerned about my child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think what we really need to do is just always keep our radar on when our kids have their friends around, and keep the lines of communication open so we're free to talk.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And we can talk a whole lot more. And we'll try and post some helpful articles on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Just click on the family activity button. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.